Hello. I will start over. I'm convening the Delegate Assembly in regular meeting for December 16th, 2023. I want to start out thanking everybody for allowing me to serve as chair for a long time. It's been quite a while. And I appreciate the service that the delegates have provided who are leaving at this meeting, who will be terming out. I want to thank them for their service and giving up many Saturdays and all of the extra work that they have done. And with that, I would like to also thank the staff at KPFA and the management at KPFA. And in particular, I've really appreciated the stepping up to the plate with the programming that we don't find anywhere else. At least I haven't found the level of programming anywhere else in this particular difficult time that KPFA is in. So thank you to the management and the staff, and I appreciate the programming very much. That is a unique pearl in the world right now of wisdom. I would like to ask Richard Walensky at this point to, he'll be giving an appreciation statement. Richard, are you here?
Excuse me, point of order. Please make the chat
Well,
available
we
to the
are
rest of the
starting the
ISB.
meeting. You don't get to yell out. We haven't seated the new people yet. We're convening the meeting. Please don't yell out as you always do.
Please make the chat available, please, to everyone, to the ISB members.
She can't help herself.
Are you here, Richard? Richard, you need to unmute yourself.
Second. All right. Do you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Point of order, please. Please start. Make sure everybody
This
has
is not,
access
we are not in the
to chat.
formal, we're not in the formal meeting yet. This is convening the people. Would you please stop yelling out? I
Boy.
did have her yell out at my last meeting. That's great. Go ahead, Richard.
All right.
Oh.
Thank you, Christina. And also thank you for your years of service doing this. I know it's been very difficult for you, and I really appreciate, I think all of us appreciate the work you have put in and the work Carol has put in. And since I've been back on the board, the work that Sharon has put in as well. What is all of that?
Please mute yourself, and if you're not talking right now, any whoever is making the noise.
Okay. I would also like to acknowledge Quincy McCoy for his 9 years and continuing to keep an eye on things and assisting our current acting manager, Antonio Ortiz, who's done a spectacular job during the pandemic and shutdown and afterward. I know from my perspective as a programmer, the system runs really well, and a lot of credit has to go to all of the people who make it work. People like Kristen and Mike Biggs and everyone else. I'm going to miss a few names there because I didn't write them down. I also want to thank Maria Negrete for all of her work keeping KPFA alive. It's been extremely difficult. Kevin Hunsanger worked very hard. I never did get a chance to meet him, but he worked very hard and during his tenure helping keep KPFA out there in the world. And also to mention Bob Baldock, who passed in the past year, and Jennifer Stone, who contributed to KPFA for decades. And Bob in particular, he kept that speaker series alive. He kept it alive during the pandemic and beforehand, and not enough credit goes to him. And now he's gone. So if you're listening, Bob, from somewhere, thank you very much. There are a lot of other people to thank as well. I don't know how to pronounce her name. I've met her a couple of times. Miko or Miko, who has taken on
Thanks.
the, And how do you pronounce her name? Anybody?
Miko.
Miko. She's been spectacular working on the YouTube site and podcasts, and she's also filled in as the program coordinator now. She's doing a lot, and these folks get paid virtually nothing. Also, Darlene has stepped in as well, so thank you, Darlene, for the work you've done in helping get KPFA out to the wider world. We are switching over to a lot of digital things, and these people and volunteers who I don't even know, they've all contributed. The station is still closed down, so I can't meet anybody, but I know that I can send off my programs and know that they will air in their proper time. And for keeping KPFA alive, all of these people, the entire staff and programmers as well, I think they need to be thanked. So back to you, Christina.
Thank you very much, Richard. Thank you for that. I mean, I agree with everything you said. Takes a lot of people to make things work in that station. So I've asked Sharon as an officer on the board to act as pro tem chair and for Carol Wolfley to act as pro tem secretary for this initial part of the meeting until the new officers are elected. Thank you.
Okay. Hello. Thank you, Christina. The meeting will be in order, and the next business is the roll call, which will be the roll call. So I'll ask the secretary pro tem, Carol, to please take the roll call.
Thank you. December 16th, 2023. Sharon Adams.
Here.
Sharon Adams present. Emma Eyre.
Present.
Emma's present. Daniel Borgstrom.
Daniel here.
Daniel present. Donna Carter.
Present.
Donna present. Michael Cheng.
Present.
Michael present. Cheryl Davila.
Present.
Cheryl present. Fred Dodsworth. We'll come back to Fred. Donald Goldmacher.
Here.
Donald present. Leslie Howard. We'll come back. Zach Caldvier.
Here.
Zach is present. Lily Kimura.
Here.
Lily is present. James McFadden.
Presente.
James present. Elizabeth Milos.
Present.
Elizabeth present. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Darlene present. Candace Schott.
Present.
Candace Schott present. Catherine Tuktalkin.
Here.
Catherine is present. Mark Van Landuit.
Present.
Mark is present. Steve Zeltzer.
Present.
Present. Anthony Fest.
Present.
Anthony present. Philip Maldari.
Here.
Philip here. Brian Crowell.
Here.
Brian here. Frank Sterling. We'll check back. Richard Walensky.
Well, I'm here.
Richard is here. Sherry Gendelman, as our counsel.
Present.
Sherry is present as our counsel. Antonio Ortiz.
I am here.
And Antonio is here as our interim general manager. Okay, and we do have quorum. I'll go back. Just check on Fred Dodsworth. Okay, we'll hold that for Fred in case he comes. And Leslie Howard. Leslie was going to try to call in, and Frank Sterling. Okay. We do have quorum, Madam Chair, and there may be a motion to approve the absences.
Okay, the next business is to excuse those who are absent. So shall we excuse, without objection, the people who are, shall we excuse those who are absent?
Is there any objection?
Is there any objection?
Without objection.
Without objection, those who are absent are excused. Okay, the next business is to approve the agenda. I believe you all have received the agenda. So, is there any objection to the agenda?
Without objection.
Without objection?
Yes, I object.
Who is making that?
Steve Zeltzer.
Okay, Steve, what is your objection?
My objection is that the time amounts for a number of the things are limited and don't allow for proper discussion. For example, I would make a motion that there, that the time for the general manager's report be extended to 20 minutes. And I think that there are.
Okay. We can do one item at a time. So that's your motion to extend the general manager's time for 20 minutes. That has been seconded. So Carol, Secretary Carol, may you please take the roll call on that proposal to amend the agenda?
Yes.
We have discussion.
Sharon,
I'm not going to the merits. So there's really no discussion on this.
There's no discussion
on the merits. Objection is very clear. What's that?
Are you saying we can't discuss a motion?
I was advised by the parliamentarian that you cannot go into the merits of the agenda item. So we are very clear that you want to extend it for 20 minutes. And I don't think there's any confusion on that point. And anything more that you would say would be probably to the merit. So yes, we're going directly to the vote on that.
Sharon Adams.
I vote no.
Emma Ira.
My vote is no.
Emma, how do you pronounce your last name, please?
That would be our lifetime.
Our. Good. Thank you. Daniel Borgstrom.
Yes.
Daniel, yes. Donna Carter.
Yes.
Donna, yes. Michael Chang.
No.
Michael, no. Cheryl Davila.
Yes.
Cheryl, yes. Donald Goldmacher.
No.
Donald, no. Zach Caldvier.
No.
Zach, no. Lily Kimura.
No.
Billy, no. James McFadden.
Yes.
James, yes. Elizabeth Milos.
Yes.
Elizabeth, yes. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Darlene, yes. Candace Schott.
No.
Candace, no. Catherine Tiptoken.
No.
Catherine, no. Mark Van Landuit.
No.
Mark, no. Steve Zeltzer?
Yes.
Steve, yes. Anthony Fest?
Yes.
Anthony, yes. Philip Maldari?
No.
Philip, no. Brian Crowell?
I'm sorry, I had a point of order that I didn't get to make.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Please don't make your point of order. I've been advised by the parliamentarian during the roll call, but Brian, I will immediately recognize you after this to make your point of order.
Sure.
So please continue with your vote, please.
Okay, Brian, how do you vote?
Thank
you. Oh, I didn't get your vote, Brian.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Richard Walensky.
No.
Richard, no. Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, no. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, yes.
Okay, so we have affirmative 11, negative, well, no, negative 11, I guess, which was no.
First.
And affirmative 8. So,
I'm sorry, I did it wrong.
Motion is not adopted.
Other corrections to the agenda.
Hold on, wait, I need to go back to Brian and get your point of order, Brian. I'm sorry, please state your point of order.
I'm sorry, it's more of a question. I don't have my glasses, but when I read the agenda, was the allotment of time for the GM report already articulated in the minutes?
Yes, it was for 10 minutes.
Okay. Total. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome. Okay, are there any other amendments to the agenda?
Yes, there is.
Okay, Elizabeth Milos, what is your amendment?
I'd like for the public comment period to start at the beginning like it normally was before. And I'd like for it to be extended to allow for everyone who has their hands raised to finish and to be able to state up to 1 hour instead of just the 30, measly 30 minutes people that KPFA listeners get every two months.
Understood. Okay, so we will take a vote on that. Carol, Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll?
When will public comment?
Now, are you saying there's no discussion? That's what you're saying on any of the motions? Is that what the parliamentarian is ruling?
You can't go into the merits of the agenda item.
I have been advised by the parliamentarian. I don't think there's any dispute about what's being stated here.
So. Well, if there's a motion, you're saying there can be no discussion on any of the motions that we're making.
I didn't say that, Steve, and please don't start interrupting. We are just sticking to what we are talking about here, amendments to the agenda. I understand the amendment completely. I've heard Elizabeth state her reasons why. And we will now proceed to a vote because we have limited time today and we need to get.
Oh.
Okay, so there's two items that she stated. One was to move it to beginning. So we need a specific time and then we need the second item was the amount of time. So please clarify those two things, Elizabeth, and then we will take the vote.
Please write it in the chat, Elizabeth.
I'll be writing it right now.
Okay, Sharon Adams.
The time of the public comment should be at the beginning of this meeting instead of at the end, and
the time,
that it be extended.
It
be
like where on the agenda?
Hold on 1 second, please. We're on the agenda at 11:30, I guess. We're 11:19 at 11:30.
Okay, 11:30. We understand now. 11:30.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Carol.
Madam Chair, because that the public comments has been noticed on KPFTX at.
Okay, we're not having. Okay, I understand.
I'm certain. I would request that.
Okay, then
I agree. Out of order.
Okay, then I agree. I withdraw that part of my motion, but I continue asking for an extended period for an hour instead of 1 half hour.
Strike out 60 minutes on the agenda item.
And
okay.
until everybody has had a chance to speak.
Well, that's different. Either 60 minutes.
No, or 1 hour. 1 hour.
1 hour.
Yes. Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes, Carol.
The time for this has lapsed. And I believe, Darlene, are you monitoring times? Darlene, you're muted.
Okay, the parliamentarian has advised me that now that the time has lapsed, we vote. So we're just going to vote. On
point of order, please.
We vote on the 30 minutes now. Insert 1 hour. We're going to take that vote now.
Point of order.
Anthony, state your point of order.
How can the time for anything have lapsed when the agenda hasn't yet been approved? There's no approved agenda, so the times for these items cannot have lapsed.
In the process of approving the agenda, it's time to vote. So, you know, it's amazing. I'm just going to say that.
Point,
Darlene.
I'm sorry. I'd like to point out that before the agenda approval on the list that we were given is sending the email ballots out came before agenda approval.
True.
I second that.
This is true.
So is somebody sending?
Okay, so Madam Secretary Carroll, would you, the next order of business, I'm sorry, excuse me for my first time being chair. I did not follow the agenda properly. The next business is for the sending of the email ballots. Madam Secretary, will you please discuss that and then we will proceed back to the agenda.
Yes. Now, I would like to introduce our two meeting administrators who will be helping with the election, EA and Peter, and Antonio will also be in saying more about them. But they will be sending an email. You will get an email ballot from elections@kpfa.org. That is your ballot to vote. As soon as you get that ballot, it has the names of those who have been nominated by email through the closed group. And any time after you get your ballot, you may vote. The votes must be received by 12:45. Your votes must be received back by 12:45. If you do not receive a ballot, please put into the chat to the meeting administrator that you need a phone vote. You need to vote by phone and the meeting administrator will send you a phone number. The phone number is also on the ballot if for your reference. So EA, have you sent the ballot?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Point of information, Chair.
Yes.
Darlene. I just opened up the list of people that one can send a chat to. Can you say who that will be? Because I do not see the title, Meeting Administrator. The drop-down
book. KPFA Zoom Tech.
Okay, thank you very much.
Is that correct?
Yes.
I do see that. Thank you.
Yes. All right. Would you like me to proceed with the vote?
The pending question, thank you, Madam Secretary, for, clarifying that. The pending question is to strike out 30 minutes for the public comment and to change it to 60 minutes. So we will proceed with the vote because, yes, proceed with the vote.
Sharon.
No.
Sharon, no. Emma, Bauer.
My vote is no.
Emma, no. Daniel Borgstrom.
Yes.
Daniel, yes. Donna Carter.
Yes.
Donna, yes. Michael Cheng.
Donna, yes. No.
Michael, no. Cheryl Davila.
Yes.
Cheryl, yes. Fred Dodsworth.
No.
Fred, no. Oh, I would like to recognize that Fred Dodsworth has joined the meeting. Donald Goldmacher.
No.
Donald, no. Zach Caldeviera.
No.
Zach, no. Lily Kimura.
No.
James McFadden.
Yes.
James, yes. Elizabeth Milos.
Yes.
Yes. Darlene Pagano.
No.
Darlene, no. Candace Schott.
No.
Candace, no. Catherine Tiptoken.
No.
Catherine, no. Mark Van Landwit.
No.
Mark, no. Steve Zeltzer.
Yes.
Steve, yes. Anthony Fest.
Yes.
Anthony, yes. Philip Muldery.
No.
Philip, no. Frank Sterling, are you here? Okay. Richard Walensky.
No.
Richard, no. Very good. Okay. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, no. Is that what you all have? I have 14, no, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let me go do that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yes.
Okay, so the results of the vote are the affirmative are 7, the negative are 14, and the motion is not adopted.
Point of information, I think it's information, Chair, correct me if I'm wrong.
Ask your question, please, Darlene.
I want to make sure that everybody understands that the previous vote on giving the KPFA general manager 20 minutes, that item was for a welcome from the general manager. I did hear a couple of people call it a report. I don't want anybody confused. It's a welcome from the general manager that we extended to 20 minutes.
We didn't extend it, but thank you for the clarification on what it's for.
Point of order.
Excuse me, please.
Any objection to approving the agenda?
Okay, is there any
point of order?
Yes, state
Brian. Brian Cowell didn't vote in that last vote.
Oh, Brian.
Thank you, Richard.
Oh, Brian, I'm so sorry. Brian, how did you vote?
My vote is no.
Oh, Brian, I had a problem with my
point of order.
Makes it 15. Okay, thank you.
Point of order.
Okay, I will take the point of order. Just let me finalize the vote. The vote is affirmative 7, negative 15. The motion fails. Okay, is there any objection to approving the agenda? I want to just say, Cheryl Davila, I see that your hand is up, and I'm wanting to know if that is an objection. So please state your objection if you have one.
No, I have a question about the email vote. I don't understand what that's for if we're voting now.
Hold on. Excuse me. Sorry.
Please clarify.
Say that. Okay. Without objection, if you're not objecting to the agenda, we're just going to do that part first and then I'll come back. So without objection.
Wait, I do object. Unfortunately.
Okay. Anthony, state your objection. State your amendment. Your amendment.
I propose a loose adjournment time so we can get all our business done at 3 o'clock. I don't want us to stay till 3 o'clock, but I don't want a artificially tight adjournment time to constrain our work. I propose 3 o'clock adjournment time.
Okay. The motion is for a 3 o'clock adjournment time. Madam Secretary, will you please call the vote?
Sharon Adams.
No.
Emma Auer.
My vote is no.
Daniel Borgstrom.
Yes.
Daniel, yes. Donna Carter.
Yes.
Donna, yes. Michael Chang.
No.
Michael Chang. No. Cheryl Davila.
Yeah.
Cheryl, yes. Fred Dodsworth.
No, thank you.
Fred, no. Donald Goldmacher?
Absolutely no.
Donald, no. Zach Caldevier?
No.
Zach, no. Lily Kimura?
No, I have another life. Thank you.
Thank you. James McFadden?
Yes.
James, yes. Elizabeth Milos?
Yes.
Elizabeth, yes. Darlene Pagano?
No.
Darlene, no. Candace Schott?
No.
Candace, no. Catherine Tiktokin?
No.
Catherine, no. Mark Van Landuit?
No.
Steve Zeltzer?
Yes.
Anthony Fest?
Yes.
Anthony, yes. Philip Maldari?
No.
Philip, no. Richard Walensky?
Hell no.
Richard, no. All right. The motion does not pass.
I didn't vote.
Can you give us the numbers? Brian again. Brian. I'm so sorry. Brian.
I vote no.
Carol, can you state the numbers, please?
Affirmative.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14. No. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes. 7. Yes.
The vote is 7 affirmative, excuse me, 14 negative. The motion fails. It failed.
I asked Carol, what was the affirmative vote?
No, the affirmative vote was, excuse me, I might have got that wrong. The affirmative was 7 and the negative was 14. Excuse me. Yes, this chair stands corrected. The affirmative was 7. The negative was 14. The motion fails. The agenda is adopted.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
I have a point of order.
Excuse me, Carol, please state your point of information first, and then we'll go to the point of order, and then we'll go to you, Fred.
I want to ask Darlene how long it took us to pass the agenda.
Okay, that's not relevant. That's not a relevant point of information. Ms. Elizabeth Milos, can you please state your point of order?
Yes. The rules of communication, both in Robert's rules as well as the PMB, requires that LSB members be able to communicate with each other. And as the chat is right here, it is not there. It's not we have no ability to communicate with each other directly as we would.
Okay, your point of order is understood.
So I would like the chat to be changed.
Is taken, Elizabeth. I believe EA and the Zoom administrators will be working on that. From my perspective, I can talk to everyone, so I'm not quite sure what's going on with you. So I will have them look into that. Fred, please state
a point of order or point of information. I'm not sure which. I just wanted to let everybody know that Candace Schott, you emailed your responses for the election to everyone rather than to the election supervisor.
It said in there to reply all, and that's what I did.
Okay, I'm just...
Sorry.
Okay, just reply. Please don't reply all. I'm not sure, were they sent BCC?
They were not. So everybody do not reply all. They were not sent BCC.
And one email came back, by the way, there's a bad email for Brian, maybe?
Okay, now, Cheryl Davila, thank you for that, Candace. Thank you for that. So everybody, please delete the CCs and just reply to elections@KPFA. Thank you for that, Candace. Cheryl Davila, I see that you have your hand up. Can you please state your question?
Yeah, you didn't. You went to Fred and everybody else before me, but that's okay. I want to know what we're voting on in that email since we're voting through roll call. I don't understand. This is my first meeting, so I need clarification, please.
Okay, we were just voting via roll call about the amendments to the agenda, but via the email, we are voting on the officers. Now, you don't have to vote at this time because further on in the agenda, we're going to have discussion and candidate statements, but some people want to vote now, so the voting has opened now. Does that clarify it for you?
So we're just voting on the new members to come in? Is that it?
No. Okay. The email is for the election of officers, so the question will be...
Oh, the election of officers. Yeah. Secretary, chair, vice chair.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
Yeah, you are a candidate.
Okay, the next
yes, I'm aware of that.
Is the welcome from the KPFA general manager, which is on the agenda for 10 minutes total. So Antonio, Darlene, can you please time the for this agenda item? And Antonio, may you have the floor now.
Hello, everyone. I want to say happy December or whatever holidays you celebrate in this time. And I'm wanting to also say thank you to Peter Stickney, who is coming on board to help EA with these Zoom meetings and being the AV tech to help you during these next few meetings of elections that you have. I just want to say one thing about this past year. For those of you who don't know me, and if anyone here who is new to the board who has their video up, could you raise your hand just so I can see who those folks are, if that's the case? And if not, then I then most of you I've already seen at some point during the meetings. Hey, Anthony, welcome to show your face. I love
Candace.
Seeing
you.
Thank you.
And Candace, thank you. And so I just want you all to know that I'm looking forward to what these next three meetings hold for you all with regards to elections for the hello there.
Carol, yes.
Hello, Carol. Beautiful, everyone, seeing your faces.
Thank Cheryl.
You. Cheryl, thank you, Cheryl. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what the results are, hearing what the results are for this meeting, the one in January, also the one in March. I will be giving you all a full report in January. That'll be next month after the holidays. And just for everyone to note that the 2023 has been a challenging year for all of us. I'm very hopeful about 2024. We are turning 75. That's going to be a good year for us. I'm going to keep our fingers crossed, right? And also it's an election year. And the one thing that has been very clear to me when I talk to people who are volunteers at the station, who are staff members at the station, the listeners who I meet when I'm out, like at the Crafts Fair broadcast, who have something to say about the station, and also some of the comments that we get through people who make donations or people who go to the comment line or whatnot, is that KPFA is a treasure. We've been existing for 75 years. The hope is that we will exist for another 75. That just means that we are in the process of going through changes that need to be made. The landscape of media has changed drastically when we started, which in the beginning, we were a new technology. We had to give out radios for people to listen to us. And now we have a lot of competition. And if you have been watching or listening and seeing some of the stuff that we've been doing in social media, we've been experimenting on how to make that more robust. And I'm looking forward to what 2024 brings for everyone. And for anyone who doesn't know a little bit about me, I went through the apprenticeship program in 2004. My identities are for second generation Filipino American. I'm queer. And that's a little bit about me that may provide you with some insight or no insight at all of who I am. And a lot of the goals that I have for the station is to build more communication. One thing that I practice a lot is empathy, with everyone involved, because in the end, to me, it's very important. No matter who the person is, anyone involved at KPFA has a vested interest in KPFA. They love the station. And the whole goal is to find what we all have in common that can help us move forward in a positive way in 2024. I'm sure there's a lot of things that people disagree on, but I think with communication and more constant communication, that's something that we could bridge and move forward with, and something that's going to be a win-win for everyone. I'm a big advocate for equity. The whole goal is not either or. I don't really care for the yes or no. I'm looking, well, not yes or no, take it back. What I'm looking for is how can we all win, right? Because that's the ultimate goal. So that is a little bit about myself. And I don't know how much time that was for everyone.
Less than 5 minutes, Antonio. You've used less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
Are there any questions for Antonio? That was fantastic, Antonio. And I just want to say personally, we appreciate so much of what you are doing for KPFA and all of the management staff there. So thank you. Okay. I think how we'll do it, we only have 5 minutes, so we're going to give people 30 seconds to state their question so we can get to a few people. Go ahead, Steve Zeltzer.
I agree with you, Antonio. Now is a time when KPFA can have some great opportunities to expand its listenership, particularly with the war in the Middle East and getting voices out that are not normally heard. I do have some concerns about what's happening with the apprentice program. I know it was shut down, and it seems to me that that's a real issue for young people, particularly color people of color, working class brown, black people getting training. And I think it should be reinstituted, reestablished. And I was wondering, you know, why you shut it down.
Okay, the member's time has expired. Antonio, would you like to respond?
The one thing I can say, Steve, and thank you for that question, is that in 2023, we've been faced with a lot of financial issues, especially issues that came from the parent organization. And that's pretty much it. It's the money issue. But one thing that I am a big advocate for is I do want the station to be a place where people can get training, where they can get work. Hands-on work experience, and especially for those people that are from communities that don't necessarily have access to the equipment and technology. So that is one thing that is important to me, and my goal is to find ways to make that a reality at the station. And there are some training programs that are happening right now that we're experimenting with. So just know that you'll be getting more of that at the report next year. Thank you so much,
Antonio. Fred, please state your question.
I wanted to thank Antonio, as a member of the LSB and as a member of the PNB. It's really great to see someone of your capabilities and your integrity step forward. I look forward to working with you. I do believe
that you have
a much, much better time. I see that there's real improvements, both at the LSB and more especially at the PNB. I'm working very hard on making sure that we get financial stability at the PNB, and I really appreciate the hard work you're doing.
Thank you.
Darlene, you're next, please.
Yes. Hi, Antonio. I know that KPFA has really struggled with the fund drive goals this year, 2023. Can you report on the one that just ended last night?
The one that just ended last night, yes, I can give you that. And I'll give you more at the report in February about how we performed for the whole year of 2023. But the fund drive that we just finished, which is the holiday drive, our goal was $300,000. And we had $340,000 pledged. That's 113% of our goal. It sounds great. Unfortunately, the previous four fund drives did not reach their goal. So you'll know more about the whole fund drives and their performance at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Oh, Anthony, please state your question.
Thanks for being here, Antonio. I hope you're able to make it to every LSB meeting. My question is, there are a good number of LGBT people on staff, but we don't have a LGBT show for our community. Do you think you're going to make that happen in the coming year?
What I'll say is that, some of the broadcasts that we have, International Women's Day, Black History Month, we have a large group of people that support those programs and volunteer to make those special broadcasts a reality. The past few years I've been working on trying to get two other broadcasts started. One was AAPI Heritage Month. That's kind of been a challenge because the pool is smaller. For Pride Month, I've also been putting it out there in the universe, but the pool that we have is a smaller group. So it's going to require finding folks who are interested and can commit time to the station to make that a reality. The biggest challenge we have is volunteering to do programming. A lot of the folks coming in can't do it longer than 6 months, if maybe even a year. So that's going to be the challenge that we face. I would say I would love to have an LGBTQ-centric program. And I'm just going to, my eyes are open to seeing how that would be a reality. The way that I've been working is that I've been communicating with as many different nonprofits as possible, places that, like, for example, this will give you guys an idea of how much work it takes just to do a program. Trying to get a program that is done by youth took months, where I was talking to different nonprofits. What are the challenges that we face? A lot of them and their executive directors have said to me explicitly that in order for KPFA to have something that's sustainable, you have to be able to provide stipends or paid internships. There's no way around it. These folks are coming from underserved communities. They don't have the money to do that type of volunteer work for the long haul. So that is something that I've known about. And we've been trying to figure out ways to be able to make that a reality. And I think that's going to be the biggest challenge for us. That being said, it's not impossible. It just means that I need to start talking to more organizations that serve those communities, that have those people that are interested in participating in KPFA and making content at KPFA. And unfortunately, it just means it's time. So that being said, if you have and anyone else has any contacts with nonprofits that serve the LGBTQ community or any other communities that should be on KPFA, it's great for me to have those conversations to find out what are the possibilities that we could do together.
Okay. Thank you, Antonio. Can I, sorry, just one more question from Cheryl Davila and then
I'm on this subject. Chair, we've used our 10 minutes.
Okay, then. So I guess we move on. The next business is the election of officers. So the next business is the election of officers. So let us call for the nominations for chair. I know we have had two nominations already. Yeah. The two nominations so far are Lily Kimura and Lily Kimura and Cheryl Davila. So those two are the two nominated so far. Are there any further nominations for chair?
Point of information.
Okay.
It's pronounced Cheryl Davila.
Davila, excuse me. I am very sorry. Thank you for the point of information. Cheryl Davila, I see your hand is up. Do you have a further nomination for chair?
No, that's from before that. I didn't get to ask my question, but thanks.
Yes, okay, I understand the time expired. Michael Chang, you have your hand up. Do you have a further nomination for chair?
He's muted.
You're muted. Okay, I believe he had his hand up from before also. Are there any other nominations for chair? If not, we will proceed. Okay, so next we proceed to the vice chair. The current nominations for the vice chair are Sharon Adams, myself, and Donna Carter. Are there any other nominations for vice chair? If not, okay.
John and Candace have hands up.
Candace does not have her hand up, do you?
Oh, okay. She did. She was like this.
Okay. Just waving.
Okay.
Next one is the secretary. So the current nominations for secretary are Carol Wolfley and Daniel Borgstrom. Okay, Donald Goldmacher, I see your hand is up. So do you have an additional nomination for secretary?
No, I'm just saying I have not gotten any emails from the administrator on any for voting by email, so I may have to vote by phone or whatever.
Thank you for letting us know that.
Don, a point of order, point of information.
State your question, Carol.
Don, please write your correct email address. I know you have several. Write the email address that you would like to have it sent to in the chat to the Zoom tech.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Michael Chang, you have your hand up again. So would you like to speak?
Yes, I also am dialing from phone. I received the email. In the email indicated there's a 5-character code I need to enter. I don't have that in the email.
Okay. Of information, so I will answer that. I believe you just make up your own code, but Madam Secretary, can you clarify that?
Yes. You may make up any 5 letters or numbers to insert, and so that helps us for voting security so that we can publish the results in the upcoming minutes and you can see your vote was counted.
I already sent in my vote, but I did not put in my made up code.
Okay. So, that's okay. The meeting administrator will assign you a code.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any further nominations for secretary? Okay, moving on to treasurer. The current nominations for treasurer are Christina Huggins and Anthony Fest. Are there any other nominations for treasurer? Michael, I see your hand is up again. Do you have another question?
Legacy hand.
Okay, there we go. Okay. So are there any further nominations for treasurer? Okay, if not, we move on. Nominations are closed. Now the next agenda business, the next business
point item. Point of information?
Yes, Fred, what is your point of information?
That the Peter S. just notified everybody in the chat, for those who haven't seen it, that you can vote by phone call. And I'm not going to say the number because we're being broadcast here, but if you look in the chat, you can see the vote by phone call from Peter S., he, him, 415 is the first three digits.
Thank you so much for that point of information. Yes, thank you for that. And I also see there's a comment about who to send the ballot to. You send the ballot, you reply just to the elections, but you have to delete. There's all, CC, everybody has been CC'd. So delete all the CCs and just reply directly to the elections supervisor. Do not say reply all. Okay, so the next business item is speeches by the candidates when we start with chair. I believe
question chair from the timekeeper.
Yes.
We have just run out of time. Thank you, everybody, for doing it perfectly for this item. Going on to the next item, I noticed there is per person and for the item. I just want to be clear. I am not monitoring per person. I want to make sure there is someone who's doing that.
I'll do that.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, and people have 90 seconds for their speeches. And so we will start with, I'm just going to go in the order that I have them written down here. Lily Kimura, you, I believe, are here. So would you like to give your 90 seconds for your running for chair candidate statement?
Yes, I would, but I tried to start my video and it's been disabled. So I don't mind not people not seeing my face, but it says you cannot start your video because the host has disabled it. So I can't, you can't see my face, but you can hear me, right?
Yes, yes, we can hear you.
Okay. All right. I welcome you from Honolulu, Hawaii. That's how dedicated I am. I'm on my vacation. I'm making this candidate statement. Now, I reluctantly accept this nomination for chair because I really, really do not want to follow somebody like Christina Huggins, who has done past an incredible job being chair. So I accept the nomination with the understanding that my major qualification is I have been chair on boards for lawyers. So if I can control lawyers, I guess everything else is a piece of cake. I'm familiar with the board. My main promise to you is I will not waste your time. I will not waste your time. I will follow the agenda. I will follow the rules of the meetings. And I will make sure that the meetings are based on facts and not personal attacks, continuing with Christina Huggins' long tradition of keeping the meetings civil as possible. And I have a pretty good hand, and I will use the mute button, so I will not waste people's time. So I request your vote, and thank you again for your vote.
Okay, thank you, Lily. I'll just say 10 seconds when there's 10 seconds left for people. I'll just jump in and say that. Okay, Cheryl Davila, please give us your candidate statement for chair.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Davila. I'm a former council member for the city of Berkeley, and I'm a founder of the Climate Emergency Mobilization Task Force. I've been a resident of Berkeley for 42 years and a listener of Pacifica since I was a teenager. And, you know, I've seen and appreciated all the things that KPFA and Pacifica has done. And I have
you know, recently I've been, I'm really happy that I'm here. I'm that in this position, but I've been kind of saddened by some of the things that I've heard on KPFA and some of the programming. And so that's why I wanted to be here. And I hear the stress and all the, it seems like, I don't know, I don't want to be disrespectful, but I feel like people need to leave their egos at the door and have this meeting and not make it so stressful on everyone else that's listening. And I would definitely handle the meeting in that way. And I'm sure I can do great things for KPFA as chair.
Okay, thank you. The member time has expired. Okay, I will recuse myself. Sorry. We will go on to speeches for the vice chair. So, okay, I'll time myself and give my speech. I'm Sharon Adams. I ask for your vote to be vice chair because I have been working on the KPFA local station board for several years. I've been the treasurer, and I understand a lot of what's happening within KPFA and Pacifica. I want to continue focusing on the finances and making sure that KPFA maintains its status as a financially viable station. I want to continue to protect the management people that we have here at KPFA, because I believe that the KPFA is actually a beacon for the whole Pacifica network and can show the way for other stations for how they can continue to be profitable at KPFA within Pacifica. And I really would like KPFA to increase its listenership by expanding its range of topics, sometimes called the Overton window. For those reasons, I ask for your vote as vice chair, and thank you for considering me. Okay, next will be, I have to read my list here. I'm sorry, I don't have them memorized. Donna Carter can give your 90-second candidate statement.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm a longtime listener of KPFA, so I've seen a wide range of focus at the station, but I'm very committed to the mission of KPFA and Pacifica, and that's for peace and justice, and free from corporate interference. Let's see. I am very concerned about the financial status of KPFA and the and Pacifica, and I would like to point out a way forward to us that we can make an improvement in that situation. And to be honest with you, the programming has been outstanding around what's happening in Palestine and Israel, and the listeners have responded, and you know, it's already been clear that the last financial fundraising has been successful. So I'm looking to increase our participation in the LSB as part of that process of making KPFA a more stable entity. One more thing. Let's see.
10 seconds.
Okay, so we need to open up our meetings, and I will help the rest of the elected people to do that.
The member's time has expired. Thank you so much. Okay, next we will have the candidate's statements for secretary. Carol Wolfley, please give your 90-second candidate statement for secretary.
Thank you. I am asking for your vote for secretary as a non-voting member of this board. And I believe this is a very crucial time for KPFA. KPFA is like a tapestry, and there are many different people involved, and there are the 200 unpaid staff, the 40-some paid employees, and they have the editorial control, extensive editorial say over the content, and I believe that that brings great diversity. Donald, I can hear you. It brings great diversity to the programming. And in the spirit of not corporate top-down programming, I don't think it's the role of this board to tell people what kind of programming to have on KPFA. It's freedom of the press, that we have freedom of the press, and our job as a board is to ensure that the staff and management have the money for the resources to pay to ensure that there's a space, that there are resources, and all that has to be in the context of a network that is proposing to take $240-some more out
of members' time has expired.
So thank you.
Next will be Daniel Borgstrom. Can you please give your 90-second candidate statement to being secretary? Daniel.
Yes, Daniel here. I wrote this, maybe I can get within 90 seconds. I wrote this down, I'll read it. I've attended the LSB meetings for nearly 20 years now, and I've written numerous articles on KPFA, so I have some background on KPFA Pacifica and its history. Now, the job of secretary, if elected, I'll have a draft of LSB minutes available for review by this LSB within 7 days of each meeting. In it, I'll include such things as brief accounts from PNB reports and the financial status. Some of this is definitely not feel-good stuff, since we're near bankruptcy, but it should be there. I'll include it. If listenership is down, or on its way up, as it appears to be right now during our coverage of Palestine, that should be mentioned. Likewise, the question of whether or not KPFA is paying central services. I'd also include notes or brief quotes from public comments. In short, a brief summary.
10 seconds.
A brief summary of our meetings. Listeners shouldn't have to plow through a lengthy multi-hour audio.
Members' time has expired. Thank you, Daniel. Okay.
Yeah, I finished.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel. All righty. So the next one is the candidate statements for treasurer. Christina Huggins, you will give your 90-second candidate statement. Thank you.
Thank you. I believe that what a couple of the former speakers said is we are in a critical time for media right now with, the mainstream media not really covering what's going on in several parts of the world, in the Mideast in particular right now. KPFA's done a stellar job of that. So I think we're at a point in time where KPFA is more relevant and more needed than ever before. I have 34 years as a union organizer and officer of Communication Workers of America, Local 9415 and 9404. I've been a delegate to the Alameda Labor Council, the San Francisco Labor Council, and I was on the steering committee of Marin People for Peace, which was a peace and human rights group for years as well. So I think it's critical to try to see what we can do about the financial situation right now, which is dire for the entire foundation, which has a major impact on KPFA. As we saw when the $300,000 was taken for the settlement for WBAI's lawsuit. I think the KPFA's multimedia project that's going on right now, where they're trying to branch out and have things on the internet they're actively working on, that's also very critical. So I would ask you to vote for me. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Christina. Okay, I just want to briefly, I know there's lots of issues with the chat. I don't know, it's not under our control, so people are trying to resolve those issues. I just wanted to respond to that. Okay, sorry. The last candidate statement is Anthony Fest. 90 seconds for your running for treasurer candidate statement.
Okay, I'm Anthony Fest, a retired state employee and KPFA staff since 1994. I seem to be the only staff member running for office this time. I took the news class in 1994, and then I ended up hosting the Sunday news for 20 years after that. I was also part of the morning mix team when they had the morning mix, and right now I'm doing technical production for the Project Censored show and the 4 News segment on Hard Knock Radio. I've been on the LSB 3 times before, and before that I was on the Program Council when we had a Program Council. It was eliminated by a previous management, and it needs to be restored. As to treasurer, I'd focus my attention on KPFA finances because the other stations are beyond the control of our LSB. But I think we're overdue for an in-depth discussion of KPFA's future. I mean, the subscribership has been declining and declining for years. It's 11,000-something now. It used to be in the high 20s. It amazes me that we can still get the $3.5 million budget. So difficult discussions ahead about finances and much more, and many people need to participate in these discussions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Anthony, for your comments and all the candidates for your candidate statements. All right, the next business.
Why don't you announce the voting?
Oh,
we are in time.
The next business item is, thank you, Darlene. We got in our time. We're right on schedule. So the next business item is to approve the schedule. That's the next item on our agenda. Approve the schedule for the KPFA LSB meetings for the upcoming year. And I'm going to have our Madam Secretary Carol Wolfley go over that. But I just want to say again, I've been seeing lots of comments about the video and the chat. I'm having problems with the chat. There is something going on. We're working on it. I do not have any ability to, I can't do anything about it personally, so just wanted to let people know. All right, Madam Secretary, would you please go over the proposed schedule for meetings for the upcoming year for KPFA LSB meetings?
Yes, and can I make a point of information about the chat? So I just want to say, can you hear me?
Yes.
Point of information about the chat. The chat is set up not so that board members communicate with each other. It is the chat is set up.
Point of order. That's incorrect information. The electronic communications policy under Robert's Rules of Order makes it required that LSB members be able to communicate with each other as if we were in person.
Okay, Elizabeth, you are not recognized. Please do not interrupt. Madam Secretary, please continue.
Okay. The way that...
I want to state for the record that was one warning to Ms. Milos.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to withdraw my comment, Madam Chair, and go ahead to talk about number 7. So historically, we have always met on the third Saturday, with the exception of the January meeting, and in case there's a special holiday, we've sometimes made exceptions for that. So for this upcoming 2024 with this new board, we will be, we are coordinating so that we can have election for PNB directors to the national board in January, and the national board will be seating the new directors, I believe the 20, well, after, so in order to have our meeting before the board, the national board seats, we need to have it January 13th. All the other meetings are the third Saturday of the month. So, Madam Chair, you may want to entertain a motion to approve the schedule for January 13th, March 16th, May 18th, July 20th, September 21st, November 16th, and December 21st. Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion.
Okay, well, hold on, Elizabeth. I was just going to say, is there an objection? So state your objection, Elizabeth.
I'd like to, my motion is to make the meetings every month instead of every 2 months. All the other Pacifica stations meet every month. If we're so concerned about the finances, we should also meet every month, the third Saturday of every month.
Is there a second?
I'm second.
Discussion on the motion?
Who seconded the motion? Cheryl Davila. Okay. Discussion on the motion.
Madam Chair, even with accounting extra time for the interruptions, we are at time.
Okay, then this I guess item. That means we vote on this agenda item. Okay, we vote on the amendment. Excuse me, I've been advised by the parliamentarian, we vote on the amendment. So, Madam Chair, please call the roll for the motion to have the LSB meetings every month.
And Madam Chair, I am Madam Secretary.
Excuse me on that, Madam Secretary.
Okay. Sharon Adams.
No.
I make a motion that we extend the discussion. Before we go on to a vote.
Okay, well, we're in the vote right now, okay.
Yeah, I mean, we can't have discussion on a motion. Again, discussion on motions are being prevented, so I'd make a motion
to extend the discussion. Okay, well, your motion is out of order and should have been made prior to the vote commencing, and now we are in the vote, so we will continue with the vote.
Sharon Adams voted no. Emma Auer?
No.
Emma, no. Daniel Borgstrom?
Yes. Daniel votes yes.
Daniel, yes. Donna Carter?
Yes.
Donna, yes. Michael Chang? I'll come back to Michael. Cheryl Davila?
Brian Cowell. You keep missing Brian.
Okay, Brian's down farther on the list. Okay, Cheryl Davila?
Yes.
Cheryl, yes. Okay. Robin Crowell?
Muted.
Okay, I'll come back to Brian. Michael Chang? Fred Dodsworth?
No.
Fred, no. Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Donald, no. Leslie Howard? Zach Caldevere?
No.
Zach, no. Lily Kimura?
Hell no.
Lily, no. James McFadden?
Hell yes.
Yes. Elizabeth Milos?
Yes.
Elizabeth, yes. Brian Crowell?
No.
Brian, no. Candace Schott?
No.
Candace, no. Catherine Tuktokin?
No.
After no, Mark Van Landuit?
No.
Mark Van Landuit, no. Steve Zeltzer?
Yes.
Steve, yes.
Okay. We should have monthly meetings. Every organization should have monthly meetings.
Do not speak out.
Madam Secretary, you're missing Andrea Turner, who's present.
Andrea, I want to recognize Andrea as a former board member who has termed out, but we appreciate her presence. And thank you, Andrea, for your years of service. Anthony Fest?
I vote yes.
Anthony, yes. Philip Maldari?
No.
Philip, no. Darlene Pagano?
Abstain.
Darlene, abstain. Frank Sterling? Not here. Richard Walensky?
No.
Richard, no. All right. Back to Michael Chang. Michael, are you there? Okay. And I think we got,
Did you get Brian Crowell?
Yes, I did get Brian's no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
8, 9, 10, 11, 12 no's, 1 abstain, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
Ringo.
6, 6, Ringo is not a voting member.
I'm sorry, I was calling my dog.
I know. I know. Ringo's not on the board yet. Okay. I have 12 no's, 1 abstain, and 6 yes. So
okay, so on the motion to have the meeting every month, the affirmative is 6, the negative is no, the motion fails. The agenda has been approved as stated by Madam Secretary. The next business item is to approve the November 18th, 2023 minutes, but I do see Steve Zeltzer's hand up. So Steve, do you have, are there any corrections to the minutes? Are there any corrections to the November 18, 2023 minutes? If there are no corrections, since there are no corrections, the minutes are approved. The next agenda item is the next business item is the reports from the PNB and from the treasurer and other entities. So, do we have any PNB reports? We have 15 minutes for this agenda item, so Darlene, please track that for us, and we will start with PNB reports, perhaps.
Point of information, Madam Chair, I want to take a moment to check in as a point of information with the meeting administrators and see and also check in because the voting process is underway now and just to check in, is there anyone at this point who has not been able to vote who would like to vote?
I would add to that point of information, if they could tell us whose votes they have and have not gotten, that might help.
Let me check in with EA so far.
Okay, so get back to us with that, Carol. Just check in with and please get back to us.
Can I just clarify one thing?
Yes.
Lily, I know you're in Hawaii. Are you wanting, or on your way, are you wanting to check and see if your vote was received?
Yes, I think so, because I think we did that at the last meeting, just to make sure, which either way, whoever didn't vote or whoever did, I would just request that as a point of personal privilege from the board. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Okay, so Carol, you're going to check and just make sure who hasn't voted and get back to us. Is that what I'm understanding here?
Yes. Please, if you have not voted or need help with voting, please raise your hand. Elizabeth, are you having trouble voting?
I have trouble voting by email every time I vote. It gets rejected under elections@kpfa.org. So I had to text my information.
Okay, and you were able to complete your vote?
Well, I don't know because I didn't get a response whether or not my vote was accepted or not.
Thank you.
Carol, please check.
Her vote has been received.
Okay. Please, Carol, just check off, not on the public comments here, and then just check with see who has not, whose vote has not been received, and then come back to us in 5 minutes and let us know the votes that have not been received.
Very good.
Okay, so let's go back to the 15 minutes for PNB reports. We have time certain coming up for public comment, but let us start. Are there any PNB reports? Does anybody have a report from the PNB? Fred, please give us your PNB.
I'm willing to make a PNB report, and I'm willing to also would like to state that there are 4 people from the KPFA LSB that are on the PNB. They are Aki Tanako, they're James McFadden, they're Darlene Pagano, and myself. My personal report on the PNB is that I'm really enthused about next year. We have gotten a new number of folks on the PNB. who I have expectations will not be so disruptive. Like the LSB, the PNB has been plagued with some very, very disruptive members, and they're no longer on the board. Most of them are no longer on the board, and I'm really excited about that. I'd also like to say that the finances are coming into picture. I really hope that James McFadden, who sits on the Finance Committee, can speak to that. One of the issues that really is troubling the entire network is that not all the stations are carrying their weight. And I've heard a lot of blather about who's not paying central services and how folks on the KPFA are not paying central services. That is simply not true. We are paying central services. We're paying central services against the over $1 million that the PNB, the PNO, excuse me, has taken from KPFA, promised to return, and has not, and in fact has converted it into long-term debt that they are not paying. In fact, the problem is the PNO, which is Pacific and National Organization, is in serious financial trouble. It is millions of dollars in debt, and it has millions of dollars of overdue payables, which are not long-term debt. And we really need, we need every station to get organized, take care of their business, and become profitable for the simple costs of running a multi-million dollar five station network that covers 25% of the voting, population of the United States. I would love to take care of programming, but it is not allowed. LSB members don't get to control programming, nor do PNB members get to control programming. I have authored a number of amendments that have passed, motions that have passed, that are asking for data, and I have not seen one stitch of data. Every general manager is supposed to track every program they've got and the revenues that it produces, and I have not seen that. That was passed several months ago. It was actually moved over 6 months ago. There are some real issues. We have fortunately resolved many of our lawsuits. There's still one rather pernicious and, in my opinion, not valid lawsuit that is still pursuing. We owe our attorney, corporate attorney, an enormous sum of money, and this is costing us an enormous sum of money. And some of the people who sit on this LSB are signatories on that particular lawsuit.
Okay, I'm sorry, Fred. I just want to give James 1 minute because we only have 1 minute till time certain for public comment.
I'm thrilled to have James on the National Finance Committee. I'd love to hear his
go for it, James.
Well, I'm going to repeat what the executive director said. The executive director said that KPFA has not been paying its central services, no matter what Fred wants to claim about that. So that's what the executive director has said to us multiple times, that KPFA is not paying its central services. And because of that lack of payments, that's why there's a lack of money at the national level to be able to pay for a number of things that they really need to. So hopefully that'll all get straightened out next year. I would ask listeners, you know, Fred mentioned that there's a lot of disruption at the national level at those boards. Please go listen to the recordings of those and see who those disruptive voices are. That's actually the way to really understand. Don't listen to what people say on these meetings. Go listen to them yourself and you can decide who it is. And some of the problems that we are having, and every station is having problems because funds are dropping and we need to improve programming. So my hope is that programming is improved, especially when we have such hot topic issues in the national consciousness right now, like the situation in Gaza. So I think we need to, I think there's a really chance here for all the stations to pick up revenues if they really pick up their programming and cover these issues. And then last, I just want to say that the lawsuits, there have been lawsuits.
We're at time. We're at time on this. We're at time on this issue. So we have public comment at time certain of 12:25, which is where we're at, and we're going to go into public comment. But I'm just going to say one thing, which is that KPFA has been paying $1,000 a month for into the central services payment. So we'll continue with that. Now, for
Madam Chair, timekeeper.
Yes.
We have 9 minutes left on this item. Will we be bringing, we'll be going back to that after we've had a chance to hear public comments?
Yes, we will. Thank you.
All right, 9 minutes.
Thank you for clarifying that, Darlene. Okay, public comment. So people who would like to speak in public comment, please raise your hand. So this is not the time for the LSB members. So anyone that raises their hand, I will call on you in the order I see the hands, and you will have 2 minutes to speak. So I do see Myla Reason. Would you please unmute yourself and give us your public comment?
Thank you, Sharon. I'm glad to be with all of you. I used to live in the Bay Area years ago and attended UC Berkeley and was a very dependent on KPFA for all kinds of information. I just a couple of quick comments. We are contemplating adopting a meeting schedule down at KPFK. I was just elected to the PMB to serve for the remainder of the year. But we're contemplating a similar meeting schedule to yours because the bylaws only require us to meet a minimum of once every 2 months, and it's been pretty excessive down here at KPFA, and we're trying to trying to streamline things and give people a few more Sundays off. We meet on Sundays. I want you guys to think about Alex Trebek and Jeopardy when you say point of information. Try to put it in the form of a question. And that's just a tip for parliamentary procedure. And Sharon, lovely to see your face. I was confused when I got on because on your screen name is LSB and not Sharon Adams. And I would suggest that board members put their names for visitors who aren't familiar with all of you. And thank you so much for having such a lovely civil meeting. That's it.
Thank you, Myla, for those words of encouragement from LA. We appreciate it. Are there any other people wishing to speak during public comment?
If not.
Okay, so
public comment is closed.
Public comment is closed. We can go back to our PNB reports. So I do believe, now I see somebody raise their hand. Okay, so I believe, James, I'm sorry, Steve, I see that you've raised your hand, but I've been advised by the parliamentarian. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to let you speak, Steve. Okay, I understand that. Okay, go ahead. 2 minutes, Steve. The other one, Steve, please speak. Steve, you are on, we don't hear you, Steve, the other one, if you are trying to speak during public comment. Okay, then. I guess not. I can't quite tell. Alrighty. So, Steve, are you trying to speak? Okay. Donald, we're going to go back. That then does close public comment. Donald, we're going to go to PNB report. So please, Donald, give us your PNB report.
No, I'm not giving you my PNB report. I wanted to comment on the PNB reports that we've got so far.
Okay, let me see if there's anybody else from the PNB that would like to give a report or from, I actually have a treasurer's report that I would like to give also, but let me give any, if there's any other PNB.
Darlene
will speak.
Darlene, go for it.
Yes, I've been on the PNB for 2 years and I have chaired the personnel committee this year. Well, actually, I didn't know I was chairing it until we started to meet, which was not regularly until June. All right. The personnel committee met to do our mandated job of running a performance evaluation of the executive director of Pacifica. That's Stephanie Wells, for those who have not heard from her or seen her this year. And it was the first executive director evaluation that was done in Pacifica for just about 20 years. And I would say it's longer than that, but I can't find records from previous to that period of time. We've had 18 executive directors at Pacifica in the last 20 years. Hers is the first evaluation. It ran, it was a wide variety of Pacifica, staff, management, and the PMB itself. And, it worked well, given that we were starting from pretty much zero. And, we will be continuing, with a record-breaking number of months, with the same executive director, because after 23 months, her employment has been, voted by the PMB to extend 24 months. As I say, this is a celebratory milestone in Pacifica to have a stabilizing executive director. Thank you.
Okay, I do have a short report as treasurer, and then we'll take a couple questions from people as long as we have time. I just want to give this treasurer's report as my last treasurer's report. There are so many things to talk about for now, but for now I'm going to focus on the Ninth Circuit decision regarding Pacifica versus Vernile, which is how $305,000 was taken from KPFA's bank account to pay for defamation that was committed by people at WBAI. In addition to this, as Fred mentioned, Pacifica has spent many thousands of dollars on attorney's fees related to this lawsuit. Defamation is a problem within Pacifica, where some use name calling and character destruction as a method of control. In this case, people at WBAI went too far. The arbitrator found that people at WBAI defamed Mr. Vernile. Then Pacifica, through its general counsel, Arthur Schwartz from New York, engaged in extensive appeals that were clearly doomed to failure from the start. California law is clear. An arbitration award will be upheld essentially all the time, except with very minor exceptions. There is a public policy within California to support the finality of arbitration decisions. The policy goal is to keep the courts, you know, keep cases out of the court. So California is clear. An arbitration award will not be overturned except in very unusual circumstances. Here, there were no exceptional circumstances, and instead, Arthur Schwartz kept trying to relitigate the issues he lost at arbitration. Three issues were raised, and it's only a 5-page decision that the Ninth Circuit gave, which shows how basically worthless the arguments were made, because it only took 5 pages to overcome and only took 1 week for the court to issue its decisions. So basically, after the court issued its decision, finding that there was absolutely no basis to overturn the arbitration award, I read more name-calling by people out of New York, actually attacking the justices on the Ninth Circuit with name-calling.
Point of information.
So, excuse me. Please let me finish. So I just want to say, because of this, Pacifica had to pay Mr. Vernile $305,000. Because Pacifica is, and that money was taken from KPFA because Pacifica is finally bankrupt. Essentially financially bankrupt. We hear that Pacifica is one entity, and that's what that means. When people in New York make mistakes, people in Berkeley have to pay for it. That is my comment.
Call on her. Just
Darlene, what is your question?
Chair, with all respect, that was not exactly a treasurer's report.
Okay, your point is understood. Now, I believe we are at time on this issue, so we will be moving on to the next business item, which is to review the KPFA LSB Zoom and group agreements. Okay, hold on 1 second. We have a report from the secretary regarding the voting, so let's go to that, and then we'll come back to the rules, because there's something I'm not quite sure about. So there's some comment that our secretary needs to make for us on voting. You're
Can
muted.
You hear me?
Sorry, everybody. I see Carlos Cohan's hand is up. I believe that I believe that public comments is over. Is that correct, Madam Chair?
Yes, Carol, I'm in charge of that. So please just give us your statement on the voting. Thank you.
Okay, there are just two people who have not voted, James McFadden and Sharon. So you have a couple of minutes to do your vote. I know, Sharon, you've been very busy. Okay.
All right, I thought I sent it in, but okay.
Okay. All right, I believe the next thing on
Let me just say, Carol, can you please read then the group agreements, because that is the next business item, and I will need to be voting during this time. So please, can you read the group agreements?
Yeah, hold on.
Perhaps, Christina, you can read the group agreements. Would you be able
to? I have them.
Okay, go ahead, Carol.
Okay. So we're reviewing the KPFA, LSB Zoom, and group agreements and our standing rules. For purposes of sound quality and clear communication without interruption, participants are asked to mute themselves during KPFA, LSB online meetings, and the chair or host will recognize one person at a time to unmute themselves and speak. Board members on the phone can mute or unmute themselves by pressing star six on the phone. The use of the Zoom chat option is reserved for KPFA LSB members only. We look forward to hearing from members of the public during the public comments time. Board members wishing to be called on during the meetings are asked to raise hand by clicking on the participant button at the bottom of the screen and then clicking on the raise hand button on the right. On a phone, they can press *9. LSB members will be called on by stack. LSB board members shall use chat to submit written motions to the LSB secretary. If you have made a motion during this meeting, please make sure that you submit it in the chat. Okay. Board members online may vote by Zoom, raise hand, or by roll call, or email with a code when needed, under the direction of the chair, obviously. KPFA LSB meeting and email agreements. Audio recording of the meetings is available at kpftx.org. No video recording is permitted at KPFA LSB meetings. Speak with each other respectfully using comfortable volumes. Focus on facts and issues, and proposals. No name calling, personal attacks, or insults. Use attribution of sources and documentation when making statements or assumptions about other people or groups. Listen to each other with care. Honor the agenda and timeline, including staying on topic, following group procedures, and respecting the directions of the chair, facilitators, timekeepers, and people taking stock during the meetings. Raise hands to be recognized by the facilitator. Honor individual time allocations per share and finish up when agreed upon time is over. Each person's time may be used for comments or questions, with questions included in the time. Honor board confidentiality. KPFA local station board members are required to keep all job performance information related to KPFA management, paid and unpaid staff, and volunteers confidential to be shared only within closed sessions, LSB meetings. If a situation arises when a participant is not willing to honor the above agreements after the agreements are brought to their attention, that person may be muted or removed from the meeting. These agreements apply to all meeting participants in KPFA local station board meetings, including those speaking during public comments. The KPFA local station board ethics task force is instructed to monitor, investigate, and make recommendations to the KPFA local station board regarding possible actions of board members that are adverse to the best interests of KPFA or the Pacifica Foundation. Use of KPFA LSB Google Group email groups. The KPFA local station board requests that the persons administering the KPFA local station LSB Google groups adjust the settings as needed to help ensure that the groups are used appropriately in alignment with the KPFA LSB meeting and email agreements, Pacifica bylaws, and open meeting regulations. The purpose of the closed list is for announcements and not for deliberation or individual instruction. The purpose of the KPFA LSB open email group is for board members to receive emails from members of the public. The KPFA LSB open Google group is not for deliberation or individual instruction. It is suggested that KPFA LSB members use the Pacifica, KPFA, and government websites in preparation for their board work. This resolution serves as a notice to all KPFA board members that LSB members violating the agreements may lose their option to post on KPFA LSB email lists at the discretion of the KPFA local station board officers. That is complete.
Okay, thank you so much. So, are there any?
I would like to make a motion.
Elizabeth, state your motion.
Elizabeth? Yes, I would like for the group agreements to also include that the secretary is not empowered to exclude people from the KPFA open list or closed list served unilaterally, and also that the secretary is not empowered to restrict the chat to only four officers instead of the entire LSB members to, as required under the Robert's Rules of Order electronic communication policy. I would like for that to be there. The secretary is not empowered to do that. The Zoom chat, the Zoom tech person has stated that he was instructed or she was instructed to restrict the chat by the secretary. And so this has to be a group agreement that we cannot have a secretary empowered to be restricting people from this, from complete communication.
Please write your motion as a motion, and we will take it up as new business at the next meeting. Cheryl Davila, please state your question.
This is a motion to the group agreements. Point of order. This was my motion for the group agreements. That was just read right now. I was en route, so I was disconnected for a little while, but I was still hearing the agreements that was.
Okay, your point of order is not well taken, Elizabeth, and I'm ruling against you, and we will take it up at the next meeting.
Submit your motion
in writing, and we will take it up at the next meeting, and we can discuss it then if you like.
Yeah.
James McFadden, I see your hand is up. Please state your question.
I got answered.
You omitted me and I had my hand up and then I got interrupted. So Chair, you should just like, I don't understand what's going on here.
Okay. Well, Ms. Davila, I did not unmute you or mute you. I did not touch you at all or do anything with you, but I do remember that your hand was up.
So please
state
your
question, Ms. Davila.
Okay. I'm really feeling the disrespect and I really don't appreciate it. So I'll just say that. But anyway, my question is, if we're not able to discuss agenda items, and why are we here? Just to listen? It doesn't feel like this is a democratic process. And the PNB, members and their reports didn't seem like they had equal time. And where can I find the rules that was just read? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for expressing your views. We appreciate that. The rules are in the agenda, I believe. They were in the agenda that was sent out. Mr. McFadden, your question, please.
Well, the question got answered in the email. I wasn't you know, my name was listed as not voting, but I had voted and I resent it, and it seems to have gotten taken care of. So, but I wanted to mention something that's, I think is important is people, you can, if you, you make it automatically muted at times through the Zoom. Zoom has some kind of automatic muting system in place, and sometimes that'll happen rather than somebody else doing it. It has to do with raising hands and lowering hands and stuff like that. I can't remember. I don't know the details of it, but it's probably worth the, taking the time to have somebody recognize some of those little quirky things of Zoom, because it creates consternation sometimes when people think that somebody else has muted them or not muted them and stuff, or lowered their hand or raised their hand or something, you know, just worth knowing.
I appreciate that comment, James. Yes, I want to say again, I'm not touching people and trying to do anything, so I'm just trying to chair the meeting. Darlene, I see your hand is up. Please state your question.
I would make a suggestion or a request of the secretary that, first of all, on this revised agenda, the meeting agreements were not included on the revised agenda. Since we have new members coming on, could the secretary send to everyone, so that the new members get it as well, a copy of the meeting agreements?
I don't understand. There's too many versions.
Okay, I'm a bit confused, but I will let Madam Secretary answer that, because I thought the revised agenda did include the group agreements, but
yes, it did.
I'm so sorry. I printed mine out. And no, there were not.
I don't understand
that.
But
that still leaves my question standing. Could we have a standalone version sent to every member, especially the new members, of the LSB?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Anthony Fest, I see you. State your question, please.
Well, if we are in new business now, and with about 12 minutes left, I have a motion to offer.
I don't have any
we don't
timekeeper. We still have two or three, depending on how you look at it, minutes left from the agenda item that was PNB reports.
Okay. Yes, I actually thought that's what we were doing, was sort of questions for the PNB on here. So maybe.
Okay, I beg your pardon then.
No, but you're right. We should continue. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead, okay. Darlene.
I was going to say, if that is true, if I got off there a little bit, then by this point we have used all the items, all the minutes for the PNB to speak.
Okay, so hold on a second. Okay, all right, so motions must be in writing, and we will take them up at the next meeting, I guess. So please state your motion, Anthony.
Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Okay, Carol, state your point of order.
I am in communication right now with the meeting administrators who are about to announce the results of the election.
Okay, very good, because that is actually part of what we are trying to do today. So do we have the results?
Yes. Are you ready, EA? Okay, can you please announce that into the meeting? Okay. Okay.
Hi there. So the chair is Lily Kimura. The vice chair is Sharon Adams. Secretary is Carol Wolfley. And the treasurer is Christina Huggins.
Okay, thank you, EA.
Point of order, please give us the counts.
Okay, I was just about to ask for the counts. So EA, can you please give us the counts for each, go through each one and give us the counts.
Yep, I can have that to you in a couple minutes. I was just told to tell you the winners. I didn't really have time to do that yet, but I'll get that to you in a minute or two.
Very good. Thank you. Yes, I appreciate that. And we actually really appreciate everything that you have been doing to do that, because I know it's been confusing and I know I was like one of the last people to vote. So thank you for doing that. Anthony, I see your hand is up. Please state your question.
Well, I was trying to offer a motion, but I don't know if it's in order or not, but I can put it in the chat anyway.
Did you put it in writing? Because did you put it into the chat?
No, I will do so right now.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair, yes. Point of information, there is no new business item on the agenda.
Then people can make them up.
Okay, well, the parliamentarian says that is okay. So, they has to be submitted in writing. So that is what Anthony is doing at this time, I believe. So, okay, hold on. Let me just, I think it came in. Okay, Anthony, would you like to read it, please? Because I am having a hard time reading it. So go ahead and read your chat as a motion. Read the chat as a motion.
Certainly. It's titled Motion Regarding Public Comment at LSB Meetings. Whereas, to be respectful of listeners and staff, the LSB should hear their comments as soon as possible in its meetings rather than making them wait. And whereas, to take votes on matters of LSB business before listeners and staff have an opportunity to present their opinions is disrespectful toward the KVFA community. Therefore, be it resolved that at all public LSB meetings in 2024, public comment shall be the first item of business on the agenda.
I second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Is there discussion?
I have a question.
I can motivate it if you like.
Yes, you may motivate, Anthony.
I think it's relatively self-explanatory, but it would also avoid this problem of having a time certain public comment plopped in the middle of the meeting and breaking other business in half. And especially since we don't know how many people are going to comment. So I think we should go back to the way it was done at the LSB for many years, hear from the public first and then take up our other business, especially since the public's comments may have to do with the business we'll be voting on.
Okay, is there any further I do see there's other further discussion, but Darlene, can you state your question and then we'll go on to the further discussion?
Because I've been timekeeping and I'm noticing these things. The question is this before the meeting has been called to order? Or is this first order of business after the meeting has been called to order? Where would it come? This reads as before anything on the agenda happens, there would be public comments. I'd just like to have that clarified.
I would interpret that to be after the agenda.
And
minutes have been approved. So that's my interpretation.
Well, is that what Anthony believes he's asking for?
Yeah, that's my intention. And that's how it was done previously for many years, including the 9 years I was on the LSB and until my last term. I suppose one could even be hearing public comment before the meeting is called to order, since the LSB doesn't vote on public comment, but I think it would be more appropriate to call the meeting to order and then take public comment.
Yes, my comment would be if we do it before, that means that no LSB member needs to show up because the meeting hasn't had roll call yet. So that was just my point of
okay, thank you, Darlene. You're correct on that. Okay, next I see Donald has a comment. So I guess we'll have 2 minutes of timing on this. So go ahead, Donald.
Hi. I don't know what that voice was, but very simply,
Mr. Fest, you have not been on the LSB for a long time. And quite frankly, the LSB has been functioning very well for the last year and a half.
Excuse me, Donald. Address and all your remarks to the chair, please, and not to another member. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. I will address it to the LSB. The LSB has been functioning very well. And
the chair, please.
Having the public comment be where it is toward the end of the meeting allows us to get through most of the business we need to get through, which is quite a Herculean task. Thanks very much. I will vote no on this motion.
Okay, next I'm going to call on somebody that I believe supports this motion. So, Donna, I believe you are going to be speaking in favor. So, please, you have 2 minutes.
That is correct. In my comments, it's running for vice chair. I mentioned that we need the participation of the community to help us along in the process of reinvigorating the community and, dare I say it, finances. So I would urge you all to accept this. This is not going to create a lot. It doesn't have to be chaotic. I get that part. But it is workable, and I urge you to vote for it. Thank you.
Madam Chair, point of information. So the timing.
State your question, please, Carol. State it.
Okay. I'm wondering about the time. It's time for the closing and the announcing of the tallies.
Okay, so I will let Fred speak, and then we will vote on this motion, and then we will go forward with the tallies. So, Fred, you have 2 minutes. I think we can do it. You're muted, Fred. And could you speak for 1 minute, please?
I would be happy to speak for 30 seconds. Steve, the other one was ahead of me. I also will vote against this item because, frankly, having been on the LSB for the last 2 years, Madam Chair, I have listened to the community comments, and it's always the same people saying the same thing over and over and over again. And it's, frankly, a lot of times it's very hostile, very disruptive. And if it could be not hostile, not disruptive, that'd probably be a lot more supportive. But I just don't have the bandwidth for listening to people shout at each other.
Okay, we will now vote on this motion because time is closed. So, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Sharon Adams?
No.
Sharon, no. On the hour?
No, my vote is no.
On the no, Daniel Bergstrom?
Yes, Daniel votes yes.
Daniel, yes. Donna Carter?
Yes.
Donna, yes. Michael Chang? Michael, I'll come back to you. Unmute, please, Michael. Cheryl Davila?
Yes, and did you skip that person that you keep skipping?
Brian Crowell? Fred Dodsworth?
No, as I stated.
Fred, no. Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Donald, no. Zach Caldvier?
No.
Zach, no. Lily Kimura?
No.
Lily, no. James McFadden?
Yes.
James, yes. Elizabeth Milos?
Yes.
Yes. Elizabeth, yes. Candace Schott?
No.
Candace, no. Catherine Tiptalkin?
No.
Catherine, no. Mark Van Landuit?
No.
Mark, no. Steve Zeltzer? Anthony Fest?
Yes.
Philip Maldari? Oh, I don't think Philip is here now. Philip? Darlene? No. Oh, Philip, are you there?
Yes, no.
Oh, okay.
My vote is no.
Okay, Darlene Pagano?
Abstain.
Darlene abstain. Frank Sterling is not here. Richard Walensky?
Muted.
Okay, Richard is not here.
No, yeah, I'm here, no.
Oh, okay, thank you, Richard. And going back to Brian Crowell?
Brian had to leave.
Okay, and going back to Michael Cheng. Michael, are you there? Okay, so I have one, two.
Steve Zeltzer. Oh, I Steve. Vote yes.
Yeah. Okay, Steve. All right, one, this is the nose, one, two.
I'd be fine.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11 nose. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yes, and one abstain.
Yes.
Okay, so that means we have 7 affirmative and 11 negative on the motion to have public comment at the beginning, so the motion fails. And I believe we are at time, so our meeting is adjourned.
Steve Zeltzer, would you please mute?
We still need the voting results.
That will have to be announced after because we've at the next meeting because we're at time on this meeting. So the meeting is adjourned and I'm asking the Zoom administrator to please close.
Can't you just let her give the results of the vote right now? I mean, it shouldn't take more than a minute.
Okay. Are you ready to give the vote totals, EA?
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead.
Chair, Lily Kimura, 15, Cheryl Davila, 7, Vice Chair, Sharon Adams, 15, Donna Carter, 7, Secretary, Carol Wolfley, 15, Daniel Borgstrom, 7, Vice Treasurer, Christina Huggins, 15, Anthony Best, 7.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you doing that, EA. Okay, thank you everybody for all of your work and getting this meeting done and all the things that we have done. We are officially adjourned. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Since we're adjourned.